Welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. My name is Carey Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He's the Spanish language voice of the San Francisco Giants. He's Mr. Everything inside the Giants organization. We're going to get to all of his different roles. Erwin Higueros. Erwin, how's it going this morning?
Carey, good morning. Glad to be on.
Oh, great to have you, Erwin. And I think the best place to start is just talking about this Giants-Dodgers rivalry and what we've seen the last two games from this Giants team. It's been so much fun to watch the Mike Tauchman catch on Friday night, the offensive explosion, Donovan Solano with the big home run on Saturday. What have you thought of this series so far and the way the Giants have bounced back from the three-game sweep at Oracle Park?
I'm very happy that they bounced back. I'm happy that they were able to win this last two games. And obviously, I don't have to tell you how down and how distraught my broadcast partner Tito Fuentes was when the Dodgers came here and they swept the three-game series. I mean, the guy was like, my goodness, I think he was crying over the phone. I mean, that's how this rivalry is for former players that wore the black and orange.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, the opportunity to work with Tito Fuentes, such a great and underrated player in Giants history. And you've gotten to know him so well. You have such a great on-air relationship and chemistry with Tito. What have you learned about baseball through the eyes of Tito Fuentes, Erwin?
God, I often say that I got my doctorate in baseball when I started working with him back in 2004. I don't have to tell you that former players see stuff that a regular broadcaster doesn't see. Or I see things and never paid attention to them, but then working with him, it's just a treat. I mean, I have this anecdote, I have this story about when Omar Vizquel stole home, the two times that he did it. We have a talk back, and Tito pressed the button, and he gave me a heads up that Omar was going to do that. And I was like, okay, that's great. And then the second time that it happened, he did it again, and Omar stole home. And I had to say, okay, Tito, you need to tell me what you saw, because you're not going to be here next. You're not going to be next to me for the rest of your life or my life. You got to tell me, what did you see? And he's like, Erwin, I can't explain it. It's just that when I'm broadcasting, I put myself on the field, and I just thought that the two times that he did it, it was the perfect time. I mean, just one example of how great it is to work with him.
Oh, what a gift. What a gift Tito Fuentes is to the Giants community. And it's so fun to listen in to the highlights when the Giants post the Spanish language audio of different highlights and home runs. It's so exciting, Erwin. And I wanted to ask you, you came to the United States from Guatemala when you were 12. How did you get into broadcasting? How did you get into baseball? And how did you make this a career?
Well, I mean, yes, I was 12 years old, and growing up in Guatemala, I dreamed of being a professional soccer player because that's all they play over there. You know, soccer. Came here, and my stepdad was the one that insisted that we, my brothers, myself included, needed to adapt our new culture. And it was not just learning the English language, but also, you know, adapting American sport, which was baseball, football, et cetera. And I played a little bit in high school, you know, like we do and stuff, but never did I think that I was going to be doing this for a living. You know, I went to high school, went to college. I got married when I was 19, then had to work because with a family, you know, you have to support the family. Then I decided that I needed to go back to school, and I went to Columbia School of Broadcasting. I started my radio career as a midnight DJ, go figured, right? Midnight, gee, wow, never slept. But anyway, then the station manager where I was working, they had the rights for the Oakland A's. And I don't know, I guess he saw potential in me. I mean, I guess he did see potential, because for my interview for the job, I showed up an hour and a half late. I got lost. There was no GPS back then. It was just open up a map, and you go east, you go west, you go south, turn left, turn right, and I got lost. The station was located in Santa Clara, and I was so embarrassed that I showed up an hour and a half late, and, you know, the general manager comes out, and he looks at me, and he goes, so you want to be on radio, huh? And I said, yeah, okay, you got the job. And I was like, wow. So that's where everything started. And then that same guy, his name was Gene Hogan, he, I guess, saw the potential that I could become a, a broadcaster, and he said, do you want to broadcast and for the Oakland A's back in 88? And that's where everything started.
Incredible. And you've done such a great job, more than 20 years with the Giants on the radio broadcast team. And there's so many different roles that you play in the Giants organization, Irwin. But one of my favorite, and I get to interact with you on an almost daily basis, is you're the Spanish language translator for all the players and the interviews that we do as beat reporters. And I wanted to ask you, who are some of the favorite players that you've had that you've translated for? Because I would have to imagine that Johnny Cueto, with all of his charisma, is near the top of that list.
You know what? He is. He's on top of the list. And it's unfortunate that when we're doing the interviews for you guys, that he's a little bit reserved. Sometimes he shows his personality, but for the most part, he holds back. But when you guys are not around, he shows his true personality, and he's a great individual to hang around with. I mean, he's so humble and so appreciative of what I do that, you know, I mean, you hear it. I mean, every single time that I translate for him, he ends the interview by saying, thank you,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought that he was only going to do it for the first couple of times and then he was going to stop. But, you know, he was here. He's been here since 2016 and he still does it. I mean, one of my favorites was Pablo.
Of course.
And that was even before the interpreter was an official thing. I just did it because I was at home and I figured Pablo needed help, and he did. And then afterwards, he graduated from needing an interpreter from him doing the interpreting himself for other players. So, you know.
That had to be incredibly gratifying to see Pablo do that. And you've also had a situation with Donovan Solano where Solano is so charismatic. He gives such tremendous answers and goes really in depth when he breaks down his swing. And earlier this year, Donovan Solano appeared on NBC Sports Bay Area, Irwin, and he came on and he did a full English interview. And that had to be really cool to see someone that you've translated for to go back and forth from English to Spanish and to show off not just his versatility, but his willingness to engage with the fans in that regard.
You know, the pandemic has forced all of us to go out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was last year, Amy G had an interview with him from studio, and Donovan was on the field. And unfortunately, I was not on the tier system, so I wasn't able to go downstairs and do the translating for him. And he did it on his own. He did a great job. And then, yeah, in spring training, he did one with Dwayne and Mike. And he did great, you know. But he does say to me that if I'm around, he's going to use me. But if I'm not around, then, yeah, he's going to do it. But it's not the same because, as he said to me in spring training, I like Spanish because I feel more comfortable and I can get my whole point across better in Spanish than trying to find the words in English.
Well, and he is a really eloquent speaker and, as I said, breaks down the game so well. We're chatting with Irwin Higueros, the Spanish language voice of the San Francisco Giants, and just has so many different roles within the Giants organization, translates for the players when they do interviews with reporters. And Irwin, one of the things I wanted to ask you, the Spanish language to me is so beautiful when it comes across in highlights. What are your favorite types of plays to call in Spanish? Is it a home run? Is it a double into the gap? Is it a strikeout? What do you love to call?
The home run call is good. Obviously, you have not heard my home run calls from the opposing team, because
mm-hmm.
if not, you won't be praising me this much. Okay. But, you know, the home run call is good. I mean, we love home runs, especially when you have an opportunity to see that the ball is actually going to go out and you get to actually paint the picture. My favorite call was the Gregor Blanco catch
mm-hmm.
During my Kane's perfect game. I mean, it's just like things just come up. You know, I heard it the other day, and, you know, I don't remember ever saying that Gregor Blanco flew like Superman, but then there it was. He did actually fly like Superman and caught the ball. You know, Jastrzemski just did one, I think it was last year in Colorado, the same thing. He caught one in right field, and he actually flew like Superman. So we have had two Supermans play for the Giants so far.
Absolutely, no question about it. And the great catch by Talkman the other night was right up there with some of the great catches we've seen in Giants history. Irwin, you get to go on the road with these guys in most years, obviously not traveling right now, but what have been some of your favorite road trips and favorite cities to visit on the road? That's some of the things that I love to find out about the broadcasters and reporters as we get such a unique view of this country through the sport of baseball.
I like going to San Diego, of course. I love where the stadium is located. I love where we stay, which is, you know, at the Gaslamp District and close to everything. We can go and walk around a little bit, you know. I like Washington just because it's Washington. I like the road trip, but those are my two favorite ones.
Yeah, I love San Diego and Washington, D.C. as well. And the Giants will be in Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks. So Erwin Higueros, the Spanish language voice of the San Francisco Giants. He does a great job. He's been doing it for 2 decades. Erwin, thank you so much for joining us today.
My good, when you said 2 decades, I just feel like I need a wheelchair now.
that was my goal. That was my goal. I always like to remind you that you're a little bit older than me, sir.
No kidding, huh? All right, thank you.
All right, he is Erwin Higueros. Once again, he does so many different jobs within the Giants organization, from media relations to translating for the Spanish-speaking players. Erwin Higueros, really a gem. The Giants are lucky to have him. A lot more coming up next on Talkin' Baseball on the Giants pregame show. Marty, Carrie, and Bill, you're listening to KBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.